You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Sorry, Brent, just to let you know, because I know you're going to listen to this to find out where the clap is. I think we deserve a discount for this week. We let ourselves in. We press record ourselves. It's not on. The hand sanitizer thing was not working.
I'm dead.
What's all that about? But yeah, let's get
just going. Says it's not business as usual.
Yeah, this is not BAU and I'm not on it.
Hey guys, how are you doing this week? I say that like you guys can talk to us, Let us know how you're doing this week. How are you doing this week, Jazz?
I'm just knackered. Of course, I love BGL and everything, but I think people think having a podcast is just coming into the studio and chatting shit. And yes, that is the majority of it, but there is so much more to it and it is so exhausting. Like, it literally feels, no, it's not even feels, we're doing like 3-4 full-time jobs. It is insane. So yeah, this week I've like really felt it, but we move. Oh gosh. Yeah. And I think because I've come off a night shift today as well, so I'm just like, I feel hungover. I said it to you. I feel like I've been on the lash.
Out on the lash.
Yeah. We just feel, I hope we can pick up the energy, but yeah, I just feel
June 21st.
The tweets have been killing me.
I know. So funny. So funny. I didn't know people could be that funny. But yeah, they've been jokes.
Which one has been my favourite? Hold on. There was one that I sent to Vic that killed me. I think it was the Chris Brown one. It says, 21st of June in the club when they cut the music and turned the lights on, but I'm not finished yet.
That's basically meant to be Chris Brown dancing. One I saw that was funny was someone saying, are you fucking dumb? I'm going to snog the bouncer.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's going to be a great week.
Yeah, it is.
A great week. I'm excited.
But you know, it's actually going to be, it's going to be mad. It's going to be absolutely mad. And they said, someone said, this is going to be me when I'm lining up in the queue outside. I don't know what, B at one in Shoreditch.
Pray no longer I'm free. No longer around. Have you seen that video of him going, I'm a young black man,
yeah,
doing the best that I can.
Oh yeah, I've just seen the cheat. Oh, lips to bounce at the club. Are you mad?
That's jokes. Yeah.
And sorry, this is the last one. Someone said, that first barbecue year, everything is going on the grill, even cake.
What made you think of that? That's too funny. That is too funny.
Yeah, there are a lot of comedians.
Where would you like to go on the first day of freedom? What's your plan?
I don't even know. You know, like, I'm so gassed, but I think it's going to be so nice just going out and not, like, worrying. I mean, I guess we are still going to worry, but just being able to hug people again. Oh, it's going to be nice.
Yeah. But like, where would you want to go? Like, where would you to go fancy?
To be fancy?
No, to go your fancy. Like,
I would want to go. I think I just want to go to a nice bar. I've never been to Pitch Sundays, but I'd just like to go somewhere like Pitch, you know, rooftop. brunch or bar.
Especially now.
Good vibes. Yeah, good people, good music. Sun shining. Imagine if the weather's shit on that day.
I will still be there. I'll take my umbrella. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna out. I'm gonna wear my, I got Wellington boots as well. I'm wearing my Wellington boots.
And it's a Monday as well, so it's like everyone is gonna be out regardless. Mm-hmm. No matter if you have work at 2 a.m, you're gonna be out there. Yeah, it's gonna be a very good day for the UK.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Where do you wanna go?
I wanna just start with Lassie Gwanis. I need to go and eat. Actually, wait, that opens in April, right?
Yeah. But it's still not gonna be the same experience, isn't it?
Oh, I don't really go out to the clubby bit anymore. I used to when I was younger, but not anymore. But I just need to have their cocktails, like eat their food, be happy. I think like entertainment wise, like going out, I wanna go Duo, the brunch place again.
Oh yeah. We had fun.
Yeah, that was good. That was really good. But then I wanna go to all the bars.
You just said all the bars.
All the bars. But yeah, man, I'm just excited just to go out.
Yeah.
Just wear a nice shoe.
And who would have thought? Because I would describe us as homebodies. So who would have thought that we'd be here where we're gagging?
Yeah, to go out.
Yeah.
Mad. Very mad.
Yeah, it really changes things when it's not by choice.
I know. Thing is, I do like going out. I just don't like staying out for too long. Like, I don't like staying out until, like, 3, 5 a.m.
Do you know which bit I don't like about going out is picking an outfit and going there. So, like, transport there, whether it's me driving, whether it's Uber or whatever, I don't enjoy that bit.
Oh, really? Why?
I don't know. There's just a sense of dread about it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I enjoy putting on my makeup. That's the bit I enjoy about going out. So if I could put on my makeup and click my fingers, I'd have a good night. Yeah. But I think what disturbs me about going out is that I think about getting home as well.
Oh, when you're there?
Yeah.
Actually, I do that a lot too.
I'm like, I'm going to have to get Uber back, or I'm going to have to do this to get back.
Mm.
And I'm just like, yeah, that's what I dread. Are you right, Vic?
I'm just really tired. I'm fine though.
Yeah.
I feel that a lot when I go out. I'm just like, oh my God, how am I going to get... But I just have to get over it. Because if I thought that way, I won't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Because wherever I go, it's going to be like an hour plus something. And it's not the end of the world. It's fine. I've got headphones. I've got battery pack. But honestly, it's not. And if I really was that bothered, I'd move into London, which I don't want to do. But yeah, whenever I go out, like, that's why I like going day parties, or I like going to the bars. Yeah,
that's what I was
going to
say.
Because at least at 12, I'm going home. I don't like all this rubbish where all of a sudden, I'm splitting Uber with people, somebody's not paying me back, or all that.
You happen to not have Uber but on your phone, but...
Okay, sure.
I saw you last week, sis.
I had to do that one time, though. Because there was some people who I'd go out with, and this was time ago, a long, long time ago.
Days, yeah.
Where she met someone, a few people just conveniently didn't want to pay me back. And these were the broke days. And I was like, even if it was these days, So not that I said I didn't have Uber, but how are we getting home? I'm like,
me too, I don't know.
I saw a tweet the other day. I sent Jazz. It was like, when someone drives you home, make sure you watch them get in the house. And I have experiences where this person never drives me, always drives me like two streets away.
Do you know? I think that's worse than... that is worse. I don't even know what I can say is worse than. But do you know how rude it is to like, say, I'm only two streets away, but this is where you're heading off.
Yeah. And one time it was like 2 a.m.
Destination is here.
Yeah, and 2 a.m. and they were like, yep, you can get out. And this was like two streets from my house, I was thinking. And I was so drunk, I was like, in my head, I was like, God, just guide me as I walk to my house. God, guide me as I walk to my house. But these are the things, this is what I'm like, this is kind of why I don't really like nightlife, because your responsibility when you get drunk is really scary. And like, I've just had situations where it's not fair for other people to be worrying about you.
Yeah.
But also you get cases where not all your friends will worry about you. Some are just like, okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think there's a fine balance. And the thing is, some people don't have the wherewithal to kind of know that I need to see that my friend gets home safe after a night out.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know how.
And I've had too many experiences. This is why I don't either don't get too drunk, or if I'm doing these like 5 a.m. kind of, you know, kabaggles, you know, I don't know what that means. Sorry, I'm so tired, guys. Or I will. Oh my god, what is wrong with me? Sorry.
Yeah, I'm the same. Like I'm getting brain fog.
Yeah. Or I. At least if I go home at 12, at least I know that I can, you know, walk to my house.
Yeah.
Or I can, like, get my brother to meet me. It's never really happened if I had to do that. But if I'm that worried, I'll get my brother to meet me. Mm. But, yeah. Because I just feel like you just can't put your responsibility in other people's hands. Because I've had situations, like, yeah. I've just had crazy situations. Also, I saw a tweet that went viral. And it was like, if your friend forgot their ID or couldn't get into a club for one situation or another, would you go home with them or would you stay in the club? I'd go home. But I couldn't make that decision because I don't even like clubbing that much.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, oh, God, finally.
Yeah. But what would it change your mind if, I'm trying to think, if it was Ariana Grande's after party?
Yeah, someone's going to have to firm that. I'm going in.
I think to make it up to the person, I would at least pay for their Uber home. I'll be like, look.
Yeah, oh, that's what I'll do. Yeah. I can do that.
Like, look,
I can do that.
I'm sorry, but one of us is not getting in. Mm. And unfortunately, it was you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pay for you.
Yeah, that I can do. Oh, I remember one time I went out age of time ago, maybe like 19. And like me and we had a group of friends and we knew how to conduct ourselves when we'd go out. So like we'd go out London, you know, get drunk, pre-drink, all that kind of malarkey. We used to pre-drink heavy. And
sis, I know.
Please don't shame me for my past ways. We used to pre-drink heavy and then, but we knew how to conduct ourselves.
Yeah.
We were fine. Like we knew that we could get an Uber home or we could at least go to a certain bit of Essex and then get Uber. Then we went out with a friend who doesn't really go out and she took it personal. Like she just flipped. She was like, you lot are too drunk. We're going home.
Oh my gosh. But you know what?
She got us in a taxi. No, not even Uber. Black taxi.
No.
And this was
even in my drunk state, I would have said I'm not entering this. I'm not entering this vehicle.
She was the only white one. I was just looking at her like, sis, you got black taxi money? I remember begging because I was the least drunk. I was like, and let's say her name is called Louise. I said, Louise, I said, please, we know how to handle this one. Please, we know how to handle it. Please, Louise, trust me.
She said, absolutely not on my watch.
No. She said, you lot are too drunk, especially one of our friends. One of our friends was finished because it was her birthday. But she was like, no. Look, she's like, look at her. I said, please. I even got to have a picture. I said, please, we're not to handle this one. We're not to handle it. She said, no. That's how we took black cab all the way. I think I even begged her at least.
No.
I think I begged her. We took the back. Actually, no, I think we took it all the way to Essex.
No way. I don't even want to ask how much the cab came up to because I've followed behind a black taxi before.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And I've seen the swiftness to which the 20p's go up.
No, it's mad.
It's mad.
No, it's mad. Yeah, that was the day when I was like, yeah, I need to really and truly, you need to be around like-minded people because...
She really took you a lot by your ears.
No, but I understand because she's probably thinking, because she doesn't really go out that much.
Yeah, she's thinking, what the...
My friends are absolutely fucked. And they're not, because I remember one time there was even got to a point where we're outside, we couldn't get into a club because one of our friends was too drunk. Then she was like, I remember her holding one of our friends, her head was dangling at her arm. And it probably looked like a scene out of Gladiator or something where someone, you know, died. So she's probably like, yeah, I can't do this.
But I said, listen, this drink is gonna wear off. Don't worry. Yeah. It's just pre-drink.
No, Vic, you're lying. That she was drunk off the pre-drink. She was that waved off the pre-drink.
I think, but it was really bad.
Fuck.
It was really, really bad.
What were you not drinking?
Really, really badly. But I remember at that day, I was kind of like, was it after the uni fiasco? Probably would have, no, and it wasn't. Yeah, it was. I was just like, I don't feel like drinking too much. But I remember them just chugging it.
Yeah.
Like, I remember looking back at pictures. Fuck. And there was a picture of, like, you know, like, that bottle? We all had one each.
Vic, so like a liter.
I'm not joking.
Just for reference, guys, Vic is pointing to a 2 liter water bottle.
Oh, not 2 liters. It was like one liter. And we had like.
But even 1 liter is.
It's not good.
That's a mad thing.
But it was because we were cheap. We're being cheap. We didn't want to. And this is why I've. Yeah.
Vic, yeah. This is 750.
I think that's what we would. Yeah. Because I remember we used to get. Pineapple juice or apple juice drink. And then we would have like whatever spirits. But we used to mix spirits. It was really bad.
Fuck.
But I think we did that because we were just broke. We wanted to have a good time. And we thought that this would make the money stretch. Now I'm very much like, I don't even pre-drink anymore.
Yeah.
I really don't pre-drink anymore. I just, when I get there, I have 2 shots. And even like, I went to my friend's birthday and the drink wasn't hitting me. And I kept drinking because I wanted to feel something. Then I was like, you know what, Vic? It's not by force. Just eat food. I ate food, I felt happy instead.
Yeah. The thing is, I like to pre-drink just because I'm not paying £12 a drink in the bar. I'll buy a drink or two when I'm there, but there's no way I'm trying to get waved at the bar.
Yeah. I don't even mind anymore. I hate it. Sometimes I see it and I'm just like, see the price and I'm like, I'd rather be at home. But for me, it's more of a safer option.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, even when I'm like doing charity and I'm like, yeah, I'll buy your drink. I see the total. I say, hey, God. You could have pre-drinked outside. You've won Glens.
Yeah.
But I think it was what I was pre-drinking with. It used to be the ghetto drinks, like Glens.
Okay. Yeah. But you know what? I find that if you're going to pre-drink, make sure you stick to the same drink.
Yeah.
When you was mixing the spirits.
We used to mix spirits. Like, we used to. No, it was really
bad. I know you lot were vomiting.
Yeah.
You lot were vomiting, innit?
I didn't really used to vomit when I used to drink like that. It would just be pooing. And just dirty hangovers. But yeah, I don't do that kind of shit anymore. I'm also happy to be older. Thank God.
I know, but I want to get that kind of smashed on the 21st of June.
The thing is, I think I could get waved.
Yeah.
The thing is, now I feel like I can get waved nicely. So maybe I just drink Prosecco all day or like drink cocktails and I can get waved and I feel fine.
Yeah.
And I won't even have that much of a hangover. But it's when you're having cocktail, you're having Ray and Nephew, you're having
vodka and whatever, you're having brandy. You I'm not. I forgot what I was going to say. How can I forget my sentence, mid-sentence? Yep, it's left my brain.
But I cannot wait till the 21st of June. Cannot wait. Yeah, me too. I'm excited. I'm also excited for like, someone made a tweet and they were like, I'm just so excited just to walk around in Zara. I was like, I'm really excited for that too. Just sometimes I just walk aimlessly in shops. That'll be nice. Nice. What was I going to say? Yeah, I messaged Jazz about this the other day. I really think tall men are for tall women. I really think that...
Mix back on this agenda.
No, it's not even against short men. I'm not doing that. Don't worry, guys. It's not that. It's not even that. It's I'm actually attacking short women.
Okay. So, how tall can you say I can go? I'm 5.
You're not sure?
I'm 5'5".
This isn't even about you.
Oh, okay.
You can do as you please. But it's more so like people who are like 5'2", 5'. And you're like, or 4'9". He's got to be 6'2", 6'3", 6'5". Sis, where are you going?
Yeah.
No, but where are you going? Or I'm not going to date him. He has to be that height. All of you are lying because your portfolio says difference.
Yeah.
Also, this is why I think that tall women should be for tall men, because
And it's not that mineral prize. I don't mean in that regard. But I remember seeing Meg Thee Stallion with her boyfriend.
Mm.
And she's 5'10".
Mm.
And even next to him, there was like a gap.
Yeah.
But even if there wasn't a
very
gap,
big gap,
I was just like, they're really cute. And I just kind of felt like, that's how these guys will go and get, they'll be with the 5 foot ones. And I know a lot of tall women who've said, like, I want a tall man, but they will never go for me because they just feel like they want petite girls.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a weird one, isn't it? How it's like opposites. I mean, they want each other. Do you know what I mean?
But I really feel like, please, leave these tall men. Because not every... Why?
And I think about... Okay, my brain always goes there. But I think about the fornications. And I'm like, how does it work? Like, for example, doggy or something.
Mm.
How is it working when the height is heighting?
Oh, yeah, because the legs would be short.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Maybe a stool.
Do they bend?
A stool? Pillows?
Probably pillows.
I don't even know. But yeah, I just feel like, why? I was talking to my friend about it. She's quite tall. And she was just like, yeah, I just feel like they're not for us.
Mm.
Like, she's already been like, yeah, I'm probably going to be with a guy who's like 5'6". And she's like 5'11". Yeah. I'm like, but what? But I'm just like, if you don't, not that you don't want that, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Mm.
But it's like, why can't the 5 foot three girls go with the 5 foot six guys?
Because they want what everybody else want.
What's the, no, but the thing is, even proportionate size. So a 5 foot six guy would be 6 foot for you. And also, why are you shaming?
Vicky's really trying to, rationalize it.
You're making it seem like the 5 foot six guys, you know,
yeah,
that look like babies or something like that.
Yeah,
they're the same height as you. What's wrong with them? There's nothing wrong with them. These are good guys.
I know. It's true. It's
but
true.
At the end of the day, height doesn't matter because I know people don't give a heck. So some people don't give a heck. But I'm saying for the girls that do give a heck, I really do believe 5 foot ones should please allow it.
Yeah.
You girls, please allow it.
You know they're not going to listen.
I know they don't care.
They don't give a heck.
Like, I see on TikTok a lot, like, I see these girls, they get measuring tape, and they're like, like, this girl, she's literally 4'9". Yeah. Got a measuring tape, she's like 6'3", and I was like, but sis, where are you going?
I don't get it. I don't know.
I think...
Maybe they like being carried.
I don't even want to go there.
I know. But that's the only thing I can think.
That's the baby. Is that a fetish?
I don't know.
Y'all do what you're doing.
Mm. Yeah. Not with me. Have you ever like ghosted your therapist?
I wanted to this week.
I did it last week, a couple of weeks ago.
How'd it go?
I just said, sister, I got some shit coming up. I can't do it. Like maybe in a couple of weeks time. Yeah, I didn't ghost because I'm still on that sort of program where I'm doing the 12 sessions.
Mm.
They do the same time every single week. So, yeah, I was just like, I'm just not feeling it. I just don't want to open up.
Yeah, not this week.
Yeah, not this week.
Mm.
I just, I'm just like, is this normal? That's normal, right?
Yeah, I think it's normal. I just forced myself to do it because I'm like, this is money.
Yeah, I've been forcing myself. So last week and Monday is going to be my final session. And I'm just like, yeah, let me just ride through it.
How do you feel about that?
I feel good. Like I've learned a lot of techniques to help me deal with my anxiety and self-esteem issues. It's actually my therapist that has like encouraged me to post more on Instagram and stuff.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to get in that sort of mindset where I see the value in myself. Like she's shown me the technique that she's given me is like you have to fight your feelings with fact. Mm. So those negative feelings that you're having, are they validated? Where are you getting this from? Mm. I'm like, yeah, bitch, I'm just making it up.
Yeah.
In my head.
Mm. No, that's very true.
Yeah. So, I'm ready, I think, for it to be over. And then maybe find a therapist.
Mm. Oh, you'll find separately. One. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Mm. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. How are your sessions going?
I think last week, yeah, it's been fine. I think just last week, I was just really, not even last week, this week, I was just really tired. And yeah, that day was really exhausting, really, really exhausted. And I was just like, I don't know. Like, Tuesdays are just the worst day because it's like work. And then I have like a little, another meeting sometimes, from like 5 to...
Bring your mic a bit closer to me.
Oh. Then I have like another meeting that sometimes runs till like 5:30. And then I have therapy at 6. So it's kind of like bang, 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 bang. But yeah, it's fine. I mean, this week I did want to just sleep. But then I was just like, oh, I'm just going to confirm because that's £30 going down the drain. But then sometimes I think, okay, it's £30 down the drain, but you're not ready. You're not with it this week and that's fine. But yeah, I think maybe soon I might just say to her, like, I need
a break.
Yeah. I don't know, because I like going. But sometimes when I'm just exhausted, I'm just like, oh, I'd rather be in bed sleeping.
And you know, like, they ask bare questions and you're like, I don't want to think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's always a, how do you feel about that? What's going on there? And I'm just like, I don't want to think about it.
Yeah. And like, I accidentally opened up a can of worms and she was like, oh, this is an area we've not spoken about. I said, mess up. But it's fine because, you know, you do need to.
Yeah, you have to work for it. I know.
Remember she was asking me about like what I want to do with my life. It's like, you're supposed to tell me.
Yeah. I came to you to give me the answer. Oh, gosh. Oh, Vic. You know what? You know what's even worse? That I have lactose belly.
Oh, really? What do you have?
McFlurry.
This morning?
No, last night. I fucked myself mess well up. And truly. Yeah. Yes, big time.
Big mess up.
A big fuck up.
Oh god.
Yeah. And I knew it was coming. It's like when I was eating it, I was like, is this even worth it? I was like, I'm not even sure it is.
Which one do you have?
Maltesers.
Oh god, it wasn't worth it.
It wasn't. I should have just got my normal dairy milk.
Oh god.
But yeah, I was like and now I'm suffering for it. Cause my lactose belly, it's not like, you know, some people they immediately get the shits. At least you can get out your system. But mine wants to stay in my body and just hurt my stomach.
That sucks.
And give me gas.
That sucks. Yeah. I feel gassy, but I don't know what I don't eat anything. I don't know. I think it's
why is it we're not serious?
What do you mean?
As in lactose.
I'm quite serious.
I'm usually serious, but more often than not, I'll be like, oh, I confirm this, Billy. I'll ride it out. Why?
I don't know. You want the good things in life. But you need to start taking the pills.
Yeah. You know what? I should...
Oh, shit. I need to go pick up my medicine this evening. Sorry, carry on.
No, it's okay. No, I should... what was it? Brent recommended a good one. I think it's called Lacto Joy.
Yeah, there's lots.
Yeah. I'm going to try it.
Yeah, there's lots you can try. Yeah, because it is hard to go without these things. I mean, I just don't have milk. That's the one that makes... Literally, when I have milk, like cow's milk, I actually vomit now.
Do you?
Yeah, because I remember the other day... Not the other day, but like a few months ago. Because my brother just keeps having my almond milk. And whenever I bring it up, he'll just laugh. I'm just like, okay, cool. So
and it's not cheap.
It's not. And he's like, no, I don't drink it. Then I saw him buy almond milk. So I was like, okay, so you do drink it.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah, so there was one time where the almond milk was gone. And
I'm sorry, I don't know how you don't scrap every day.
Yeah, it's hard.
How do you not scrap?
Because I just think, like, I'd rather just spend that £2. And do you know what it is now? I remember telling my mum that now it's got to the point where whenever I want to have cereal or tea, I spend £2 because I don't know where that milk might be gone.
That is sad.
I live next to a shop.
Yeah.
So I'm very blessed in that regard. Mm. I can just nip to the shop.
Yeah.
And get, but yeah. So I just think of it that way. Cause if I think about it in a way like, you know that Demi Lovato meme?
Yeah.
Where she says, I had to beat that bitch up.
Yeah.
I used to have that mentality when I was younger and it's just not good for me. It's high blood pressure.
Vic, honestly, I think several vessels in my brain would pop.
It's annoying, Jazz. Just phone through it. Because if not...
I think about, you know when you get home from a long day, you know, finish recording the pod. We've gone to record another pod. Get home, you think, you know what? I could do with a nice cup of tea right now.
Oh, do you know what I do?
And then you go in the fridge. No, listen, you haven't even gone in the fridge yet. You've boiled the kettle.
Oh, that's a mess up.
Yeah.
Not my house. That's a fuck up, mate.
You put the tea bag in the cup. You pour the water in.
Mess up.
And you go in the fridge. Where's my fucking milk?
So do you know what I did? Oh, sorry, my belly. So do you know what I did in that situation? Because that did happen to me. I just said, I'm just going to have the normal milk.
Oh, no.
And that's when I threw up.
Yeah. Oh,
but it's fine, because if I was in that situation, what I'll do, by the time I had left my station, or gone to the shop, bought the milk and bring it home. It's okay. So don't sorry. Worry for me. I don't know why you're worrying.
No, because
this is my life.
Me, I'm very much a, what's it called? Justice.
I know, but just people like to take the piss out of the older sibling. It's, you just roll with the punches, isn't it? It's fine. I mean, it's not fine.
I'll be rolling with your punches. I'll be punching you.
Do you do this to your sister?
No, but my sister has never violated me like that.
No, like, I mean, have you violated her as a younger?
Oh, yeah, and she punched me. But she punched me.
Dead.
I got punched. I got winded. And I knew, do you know what I knew? Not to fuck with her again.
Oh, she said, don't try that shit. Wow. No, but my to be fair, it's one bro. He doesn't listen.
Do you know what's even worse? Like, when I'm deep in it, I don't even think I did anything to warrant being punched. Yeah. I think I was just like dancing behind her while she was washing up.
She just lost it. Do you know what? Yeah, I remember speaking to my youngest brother about this. Like, when I was a bit younger, I used to just flip. Like, they'll be like, oh, Vic, I'm outside, can you open the door? I'll be like, oh. I used to do that all the time. Oh, and one day I was like, am I Hulk? Like, it's okay. Just open the door. It's not the end. Like, I remember saying to my brother, like, don't feel you can't come to me for anything, or you can't ask. Like, maybe I will moan.
Yeah.
Or maybe I will maybe I'll roll my eyes. I will do it still.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I had to really realise that doing that, it's going to make people feel like they can't ask you for things. But yeah, even that dancing thing that you were doing, I would have been pissed. I'm like, move. So now I had to look at them differently. Like, they're actually adults.
Yeah.
However, one brother does take the piss. I can't lie. He does take the piss.
Really?
Yeah. The milk, like
the one with the milk, the one that's teeth in your milk. Yeah. And I think that's what would probably irritate me the most, that they're adults.
Mm.
So it's like, you really could buy the milk.
Mm.
Like, if you really wanted to, you could go and buy the milk.
Yeah. But that's I remember one time my friend came to my house. She's like, why do you have cereal in your room? I said, you need to mind your business. Because if I put that cereal downstairs,
it's gone.
I'm not eating breakfast for work then.
You need a mini fridge. I'm going to get you a mini fridge.
Nah, please, because I don't like the sound of them.
Oh, the...
Yeah, they make that annoying. And because very light sleeper, it'll wake me up. And so, sometimes it has... Not all the time, but sometimes it has smells. I don't want to be able to smell cheese coming from...
Vic's brothers, if you're listening, please... Allow her.
He's not. It's fine. You have to. If you don't roll with the punches, the punch will roll with you. I'm telling you right now. If I don't just take it as okay, I'm going to drink milk. I need to go and spend £2. Otherwise, I'm going to be shouted all the time. Because even last week, or was it 2 weeks ago? Someone ate something of mine. I remember I told my parents. I said, do you know what, Mom and Dad? I tried. I really try to just not let it faze me, but today I'm pissed off. Oh, this was what it was. My mum made jollof. Oh, God.
Yep. It always comes out.
Do you know what?
You can't hear nothing from me.
I wasn't even going to expose it. You can't
hear nothing from me.
But I was actually
going
to buy a jollof yesterday and bring it to you. But it actually was sold out. I can show you proof.
Oh. You were thinking about me. That's very sweet. Thank you, Vic. You know what?
I've been thinking to do this for a very long time.
But you know when people say it's the thought that counts?
I
love the fact that you thought of doing that. Or you tried to do it. So thank you.
I said to my boyfriend, I can't get just the jollof, it sold out. He said, that's no worries.
How do you know? How do you know it's no worries?
He doesn't understand why I need to get you jollof.
Oh, he doesn't get it.
No, because I said, I'm not going to lie. I'll be honest. I said, I'm a bit stressed. And then he said, don't worry about that. And I was like, I don't think you understand.
Yeah, please. Please don't be stressed.
Yes, it's so weird. It sold out, but everything else was there. So like they had the meat and all that. But I was just like, I'll just get it for you. It's really awkward because it's like I want to get it for you, and then it means that I have to come to yours, then drop it because you know I can't just give it to you. Ronnie with Jaffa, they all expire.
Oh, I get what
so
you mean.
So then he was like, why don't you just get
But if we were coming here, we could just put in
Brentford.
Yeah.
Oh, do you think it'll be okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that then. Cause he was just saying, why don't you just order from somewhere local to her? And I was like, what if it's bad? Let's not risk that. But yeah, my mum cooked jollof.
Yeah.
And I remember I was so sad that day, like just exhausted. And my other brother texted me saying, oh, mum's cooked jollof. Mm. And my mum was like, yeah, I cooked jollof. Go ahead and help yourself, blah, blah, blah. And then I remember saying to my dad, because I think my dad worries that I don't eat enough.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, I'm coming. Don't worry, after my meeting. So I came downstairs, but then I fell asleep. Came downstairs about like, this was around 3. Came downstairs at 7. Everything was gone. And this was a big pot. And like, it was just like, you know how Nana and Ro was saying the bullet?
Yeah.
The black bullet.
Yeah.
That was what was left. And I remember saying to my mum and dad, I said, listen, I can't lie. I'm upset.
Mm.
Like, I've had a really, I'm really appreciative that mum even cooked today. Like, I'm really, but the fact that people just think that.
Yeah. Like, fuck her. Yeah.
But then I just have to think to myself, do you know what I think? It wasn't your food. You didn't cook it. Mum did. And
but even if okay, but if you did cook it, the same thing would have happened.
Yeah. But to be fair, Jazz, I think it's even what I've learned. I just learned to let it go. But some days it's when that's what
but it would get to you eventually.
Yeah. I think that's what I talked about in therapy. I was like, it was because I was really sad and because I was exhausted.
Mm.
And that's why sometimes I don't eat. I know it sounds awful, but like because I don't have energy, I'm just not. That doesn't sound right. Please don't practice this at home. It's not something to practice, but I just get so tired. I'm just like, I can't be asked to eat and I just sleep. So that really did piss me off.
Yeah.
Like, there's not much I could do. Mm. But you know,
I'm sorry,
Vic. No, don't be. It's fine. Because that's when I just spend on delivery. Because at the end of the day, that's what I don't even, the way I think, maybe people might be thinking, this Vic is not a serious candidate. I don't really care. That's how I go and spend on delivery. I go and spend £20 at Wagamama. Because what, am I not going to eat?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Well, I'd prefer you do that than
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Do you know what I don't like though? All these tweets. Actually, I got some shade to throw.
Yeah, go on, throw it. Throw the shade.
Stop saying you're excited for June the 21st when you're breaking lockdown rules.
Several people are being snatched.
What were you posting on your Snapchat?
Can I also say,
and your WhatsApp story?
Yeah. Can I also say, where are you lot getting your hair done?
Alrighty.
Yeah.
No.
Let's ask the real questions.
Let's drag them all.
The real. Cause I've been seeing some people saying, oh, braids is for me. Okay.
It's the braids for me.
Yeah, it's the braids for me.
It's the police for me.
Yeah, it's the...
Because that's going to see you next. Yeah.
It's the £2,000 fine for me.
For me.
Yeah.
Because if I'm not enjoying, if Jasmine, you're not enjoying it too. So take out that braid right now.
Yeah.
The police should actually do that to them. No friend. Just like, take honestly, out that braid right now.
Do you know how many Instagram stylists I want to forward their acts to the police? Why are you posting?
At least keep it on the low key.
Yeah.
You lot are so dumb, you know. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. You lot
if I broke the rules, so dumb. I'm not going to lie. If I broke the rules and I got my nails done, I'm here. I say I did it myself.
Yeah.
And you know, you cannot even be so. Because we can't do hair. But yes, I can. I learned in lockdown, Abby. I learned new skills.
But that's what I'm saying. I think I forwarded you a tweet the other day. Mm. The girl tagged
Of course.
The stylist.
Oh, no shame.
And I'm like, you lot are fumbliners.
And because the police, they're not really entwined in the black community. Yeah. They don't really understand.
Yes.
Oh, she got new hair. Oh, she probably did.
Yeah.
But I don't want to grasp too much. But it does pain me.
Yeah.
And if I was a black police officer, I'll say, hey, here's the comb. Take it out right now. Take out that bread. Take out that bread right now. As we're talking, no fine for you, but take out that braid. Because other people are braidless.
Yep. other people are struggling.
You lot are doing lace wear.
Yeah.
You should have been at
exactly.
home.
Exactly.
One girl was, I can't wait to get, can't wait to go to the hairdresser. You've been to the hairdressers.
Yeah, you actually have been and we've seen it. And I'm like, you lot are just snitching on yourselves willy-nilly.
It's the influencers too. They're like, braids by Solange.
Yep.
Braids by Solange, braids by Beyonce.
Yep.
And you even tagged it. Yeah. Today, guys, I want to go and see braids by Beyonce. I said, do you not have shame? Independent anemia. Cool, carry on. Another one. Hey, guys, I want to go get my nails done by Beyonce. Yep. Nails by Beyonce. Yep. Tags below.
And you know what?
Are you rude?
And it's so funny because you clock it. Like, now you clock when someone has their nails done. You're like, these is not 2 months worth of nails.
Do you know what? Yeah,
I'm not seeing the regrowth.
I even appreciate people that keep up the nails.
Yeah. Don't say anything. But just don't address it.
People are tagging it. They're like, yeah.
Yeah.
So they went back.
Yeah.
So not only are you showing me that you don't respect the rules and regulations.
First, now I want to get this person in trouble.
Now you want to get braids, nails by Beyonce in trouble. Thirdly, you are now saying that you're excited for June the 21st or all my outfits. Sis.
You've been enjoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's well. Also, Vic, I have something to tell. I'm not going to tell you until afterwards.
Okay.
So I might tell you next week. I'm going to do something.
Well, the listeners like this? Because I don't know if it's good to keep them suspense.
Yeah, we're going to keep you in suspense.
Alrighty,
we're
sorry, guys.
We're going to keep it interesting up in here.
Alright, no worries.
Yeah.
Can you give a hint?
I can't even do that.
That's no worries. Have you seen Behind Her Eyes?
I have started it. I'm on episode 2.
Okay, we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah. Don't worry, I was trying to catch up so we could talk about it today because I'm really eager to get some things off my chest. One, she looks like Issa Rae.
Yeah, she does.
And I'm like, stunning.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she's very stunning. But as the episodes go by,
I'm scared.
I don't know how she became clapped. Like, she's a beautiful... I'm not saying she's clapped. I'm not saying... It will make sense when you watched it all. She's a beautiful woman, but the fact that she became clapped... Became clapped. Show that
this is not good.
This is fantastic acting.
No, I'm upset.
What, you think I spoiled it?
No, I don't want her to become a villain.
She ain't gonna become a villain. Well, it depends on what you define as a villain. What do you think? What do you think is gonna happen?
I think they're gonna continue. The relationship, I feel like she might find out that the wife is mad and then do things, based on what you've told me just now, I feel like she might do things to antagonize the wife.
But you think a black woman would do that?
I would hope not. But I'm pretty sure.
You don't think black women mind our business?
We mind our business, but also sometimes, just sometimes, maybe 5% of the time. We can be absolutely mad. And this we have to accept this, guys. As black women, we need to accept that sometimes we can be mad.
All right.
And because I'm almost 100%, I haven't looked into it, so I could be wrong. I'm almost 100% sure that this wasn't written by a black.
A black.
Yes. So... It's possible.
So you don't think she's going to be... So what do you think is going to happen in the show? I mean, wait, you've seen two episodes, right?
I've seen two. So the last thing I think I saw was when they actually fornicated.
I'm so gutted that they did that. I said, sis, you got better things to do. You know that he's married.
I know.
Anyways.
I know. But I saw things were going downhill when she started meeting the wife and not telling him and all of that. I was like,
she's mad for that.
Yeah,
sorry.
You're mad. You're mad. So yeah, I think she might do things to antagonize the wife. I think the wife might find out. And I know sis is mad. I know
who?
The wife.
Yeah.
I know sis is on smoke. I could see in her eyes from the very first episode, I said, okay.
Danger.
Yeah, danger. Danger.
No,
death, or that yeah. was different.
So I know some shit are gone. Mm. And I don't know who's going to be at fault, but you can't be sleeping with a married man, ma'am.
Especially with a crazy woman. And you know the, you know the woman's crazy?
Yeah.
Okay, you stay there. Okay, cool.
I knew she would find out. She would have to find out that the wife is crazy. Because the man, he's going to be continue sleeping with her. You know, at this point that I've watched it, they're like, oh yeah, it was a mistake. You're going to do it again, obviously.
What with your boss?
I know, sick.
All right.
But you know what, yeah? Do you know what disturbs me? The fact that several people out there, like some of your colleagues.
Yeah, doing this. Yeah, of course, yeah. Do you know, I thought about that too,
fucking in the office.
Yeah, yeah, I thought about that too. I was like, Rob, that might... I don't want to bait out anybody, but I'm aware of.
Really?
Okay, let's change.
And do they act like it's...
Fine! Ah! Not me, boy.
Even in my work, you know where I work. Mm. Eh? Yeah.
Rah. Don't you just feel like adults? It's like everywhere's uni, basically.
Yeah. I feel like people don't grow up. I feel like they just get better at hiding.
I knew someone who said to me, I fucked somebody at every workplace I've been at, except my current position. What? And that's where we're working together. I said, hey, God.
Well, I'm not joining you. I'm not joining you, sir. I hope you know right now.
I'm like, God forgive me. But sometimes I look and I say, how?
But you know, those are the real saucy donnies.
What do you think about, like, Banky W and his wife, what's her name again? Is it Adesola? They have a child and they announced it like, I think they had the child like 3 months ago, something like that. What do you think about people saying stuff like that and they're like, oh, this is goals to be this private? Why is it goals to be private?
That's what I'm still trying to work out.
It's like when Nella Rose moved into her flat and people were like, oh, this is goals because she did it on a low key. I was like, why can't it just be goals because she just did it?
Yeah.
Like, what is the privacy thing that's so goals?
Yeah, the thing is, with the house thing, I'm like, I can rationalize it because I can be like, okay, you lot don't want to see people, what's it called? I'm doing air tweets here. Bragging. But with the whole keeping, you know, a pregnancy or a child secret, I mean, why is that goals?
I don't understand why. I don't understand why privacy is goals. I'm confused.
I don't get it either.
I thought maybe I'd ask you, maybe you'd understand.
No.
So we both don't know.
You have to remember, out of the two of us, you're the more reasonable one.
Okay.
So I'm
not reasonable. So you are, because Nigerian.
No, if you can't figure out why they would do that. I think people do it because of
evil spirits.
I mean why people say it's goals.
I don't understand.
Yeah,
I
think, if you don't understand that, I'm not going to understand.
I really don't understand why people are like, oh, that's goals, that she kept that secret, or it's goals. I'm like, but why? I want to know why.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's another thing I need to know as well. I was making notes. I was in the shower this week, and you know sometimes when you're in the shower, just random things come to your head. And I needed to understand, what did Beyonce mean when she said, I've been drinking watermelon?
Let's go on, genius. But I don't know if she meant because maybe it's...
I thought they were talking about... I feel like I heard something about cum.
Maybe... because the sperm seeds. Seeds.
Yeah. What does it mean? Okay. Urban Dictionary. Okay. Urban Dictionary says it means to suck dick. Watermelon is referring to male sperm. So you're correct. Seeds equals kids.
Jesus Christ.
Y'all are nasty.
That's what babies are singing. Watermelon.
Yeah. Indeed. I've been drinking watermelon. And also, Cardi B's song, if it's up, then it's stuck. If what is up,
I don't know what's
and
stuck.
What is stuck.
I still don't know. Maybe it's the dick.
I've been trying to figure it out.
If it's up, then it's stuck. I don't know.
I think you're right.
Because I don't know what else she'd be talking about. Maybe she's talking about pancake.
If it's up, then you throw it. It's stuck on the ceiling.
I don't know what else she could be talking about.
If it's up, then it's stuck. It must be. Maybe she's saying it's so tight that it's stuck.
Some of these lyrics, especially Meg with I like a dick with a little bit of curve.
Genius. Hit this pussy with an uppercut. Call it nigga Captain Hook.
Why is the dick like this?
It's absolute genius.
Like a moon.
It's good.
No. Enjoyment, RJ.
I still don't know what OT bop is as well. OT. What is OT? I'm upset. I need to know what is OT.
Oh, in Yoruba, OT means drink.
What is OT?
Actually, does it? OT? OT? OT mu?
OT you? It says occupational therapy. Nope. That's not what I'm talking about. What is OT? Bop. OT slang. Okay. Several people are searching for this on Google, so don't feel weird.
Oh god, I'm hungry.
No. Oh. It means out of town. Usually people who are going OT are going to sell drugs outside of where they usually live.
I was meant to go uni. Makes sense now.
OT, but
is that the song where he says that I went to go uni but got bagged?
Yeah,
got makes bagged. Sense. So, anyways, why don't we promote that kind of stuff?
Yeah. You know what? For us, it's just vibes. Like, we just listen to the beat. We enjoy the beat. It's vibes. That's it. But I don't condone this message.
Yeah, we didn't go. Anyways.
There was another thing I just wanted to say. I just wanted to say thank you, everyone, for all your support of myself and Vic on this Black Girls Living journey. And I say that because, what was it? I think, basically, me and Vic have something coming up, something really special.
Do we?
And after.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, Vic. You really made me laugh. So me and Vic have something special coming up. And, like, after reading about it, I saw that the time was 11:11. And I was like,
wow, that's scary.
Yeah. And they said, well, I was reading up about it, and it says that it's... like a number sign. It's like an angel number. It comes with love and protection, and it wants to bring you clarity and guidance. So when you see 11:11, trust that it's an angel message for you to decode. And then it says, you're being reminded that you came here to make Earth a better place for future generations. And remember, you can make a positive difference in the lives of many or change the world for just one person. So seeing 11:11 is the trigger to set you on your path to make your mark in this existence. And I was just like,
that's really
this cute. Is really emotional. Mm. Just because it feels like, yes, like Black Girls Living, like this is what we should be doing. This is where we're supposed to be. Amen. Mm. And yeah, I really feel like we have made a difference to people's lives.
I hope so.
I hope so. I just wanted to say thank you, everyone, for your never-ending support as well.
God bless you. Thank you.
Yeah, for real. I don't know. Do you have any other topics that you want to
have
talk
you seen
about?
That goat? That's all over the
who?
That goat.
What goat?
I don't even want to look at it now because it's making me uncomfortable.
Is it an actual goat? Like curry goat?
You wish it was curry goat.
I wish it was.
I think they call it Barak. I'm pretty sure it was a goat. 1 second. Let me see. Have I made this up? Oh my god, I've made it up. 1 second.
Made what up, V?
The goat. It's a sheep, actually, sorry. Have you seen a sheep?
What the hell has happened here, my Peggy?
So guys, I don't know.
5 kilograms of fleece on this sheep. It actually looks...
Oh, they've got him back to normal though.
Oh,
But I keep seeing them everywhere. I'm just like, can you get that butter's thing out of my face?
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it this whole week.
It just looks weird. Like, move, man.
What was I going to talk about?
The other day, Kaya finally asked me, where do babies come from? And I knew it was coming. Uh-oh. I knew that one day soon, it would happen. And before that point, I had gotten away with saying, you know, when two people love each other, yeah, they create a baby. Mm. But now she actually wants to know, okay, so how?
Jesus Christ.
I know. I just said, your dad can explain it better.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But I don't know. She's going to come back.
She will.
And I don't know what to say.
You better go find one of those books.
I don't know what to
explain it. Just get her to read it.
She's going to be 8 in a couple of months, in a month's time. And I'm like, in 3 years, she's going to be starting secondary school. Like, I'm sick.
I don't know.
Like, she is literally growing up.
In front of our very eyes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, what the hell? What the hell am I supposed to say?
I think maybe tell her.
What should I say?
This is what happens.
Adult boys, adult men, and adult lady. Yeah.
Do this. Only to have kids. No other reason. Not for fun. It's the only reason to do this.
I'm still up when, okay, it sounds really sick.
But you're asking someone who doesn't have kids, so...
Yeah, I call... Well, basically, when Kaya was a baby, she used to refer to her thing as a bum bum. And to differentiate... I used bum to say too. That's your front bum bum.
Stop. Does she still call it bum bum?
She still calls it front bum bum.
Yay.
I know. We both do. Just because it's
a private joke.
Yeah, it's like a private thing. But I'm like, how?
I think you just would do it.
Rip the band-aid off.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I might not be a good mum. But like, I'm going to be so straightforward.
I'm usually like that with Kaya. Like, I'm like, you know, like women, we bleed every month. Mm. You're going to go through it. It's probably going to be painful. Like, I've warned her about all of that stuff. Mm. So I try to be as forthcoming as possible because I don't want to get to a point where like she feels like she can't tell me, you know, when she's going through certain things. Mm. So I'm like, okay, let me just be honest. Because there's a lot of stuff that I had to actually find out myself. Yeah,
Googles.
Yeah, my Googles. So
I didn't even Google stuff. I wish I Googled stuff when I was younger. Like, I wish I Googled what is a period. Because my mom just said to me, I had my period at 10. My mom just said to me, she found my neck because that was bleeding. And I thought it was a nosebleed, firstly. I thought it travelled. Because what other explanation could it have been? What other explanation could it have been, Jazz? Tell me, please. So I remember hiding. And looking back, this is actually not nice.
Yeah.
This is not a nice experience. Like, I remember hiding the knickers. Mm. They're wearing other knickers and it was bleeding. Like, I said, this nose is bleeding. I said, wow.
Because sorry. My belly's actually. How can you say, raw? This nose is bleeding.
Imagine, I'm 10.
Oh my God.
So what else did I think could it have been? Then I possibly thought, then I did possibly think, well, the second knickers I wore, I thought maybe my fanny's broken or something.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I cut it or something. Yeah. How can that be? I don't even know what it looks like. Then my mom just found it and then she came in the toilet one day and she just said to me, listen, don't have sex. That's all she said. She said, don't have sex.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. She said, don't have sex. Otherwise you'll get pregnant. And that was it. And like, it's crazy because now my mom's very like open, she'll have conversation. But back then it was just kind of like,
yeah.
And it made me feel bad. It made me feel bad for bleeding. It made me feel like, I think that was the day.
Like something was wrong with you or something.
Yeah, I felt like I was bad. It felt like now this period is a bad thing. But now look, I wish that didn't happen. Like, 10 is such a young age to start.
Yeah.
And I was so embarrassed about having a period. I didn't tell anybody. I think I've said this on a podcast before. Like, when I went to secondary school, I remember not telling everybody, but it was kind of cool to have your period.
Yeah, it was. So yeah. I remember when I started mine, it was like a badge of honor. Like, yeah.
But I was really embarrassed. Yeah, it would be like, oh, Stacey's got a period. Yeah. But I was really embarrassed because I've always been made to feel that way.
Yeah.
Even when it was like year 13, and like, I remember some people still being like, year 13? What am I talking about? Year 7, year 8, year 9. It was year 9, and some people were still like, I've still had, not had my period. And I'd even be lying, yeah, me too. I'm not. Yeah, I just used to lie. Like, I just felt really ashamed by it. I don't know why. Yeah. I remember even lying, like, saying to people, I'm not on my period. Meanwhile, I'd be getting that stupid blue sheet when I forgot my pads to lie in my knickers. Also, I just feel like the whole thing, this whole thing about how periods are treated is wrong. We should have had pads in the ladies, yeah, in the girls' toilet.
I know.
Why were we using blue sheets to irritate our vag?
Yeah.
This makes no sense. Like,
I know. And what was it? With mine, it's like, I didn't know how to act. I was like, is my mom gonna like know when to buy me pads? So it's like every time I used to start my period, I used to call her. And then she was like, you don't need to call me. I was like, she was like, you don't need to tell me every time. I'm like, fuck you then.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just trying to make sure.
Yeah, I know where to get the collect the pads.
Yeah. Yeah, what's going on here? Yeah, you didn't need to be rude about it.
So what happened? What? I mean, you're looking away because you had a big sister.
Yeah, but that didn't
help.
No.
Shit.
Like, me and my sister, like, now we're really close. But when I was younger, it's like we weren't really as close. Mm. Like, she was literally on her own thing. She even went to a different, was she even in secondary school when I was? I think when I had just started secondary school, she was in college. So we were at different periods of our lives. Mm. And like I said, she punched me because I was dancing behind her. So I wasn't going to, you know, time them up. So yeah, everything that I learned, I had to learn from like my friends and like I saw how they were dealing with it as well. A lot of them used to have it really, really bad. Like the cramps and like the really heavy bleeding and everything. So
yeah, I was like, why did I go to school? You know what's weird?
Yeah.
This is weird.
My sister was a, what is it called? Sexual health advisor. So she actually used to like teach, she used to go to schools and teach about sex education. And funnily enough, my school hired her like organization to come and teach us about sexual health and stuff. So I knew some bits and bobs and like, you know, they had those booklets where it kind of taught you about, you know, growing up and what's going to happen to your body. I used to read that a lot. So I kind of knew what was going on and I didn't feel embarrassed about it, but I did have that sense of, I hope no one knows I'm on my period, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was tough. Yeah. But I feel sorry for kids in hindsight, you know, the kids that started when they were young and you know, when we were going swimming, like how does a 10-year-old deal with needing to go swimming when they're on their period?
I don't remember how I did that. Because I used to go swimming too. I don't remember.
And I remember, I think one girl in my primary school, she literally used to firm pads. And I'm like, oh, like this is...
Just what?
Firm wearing pads.
It's simple.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, they don't take it easy on the... I think hopefully things have changed.
Yeah, I hope so as well. That's why I just want to be as open as I can with Kai, but at the same time, I don't know how to tell her.
Yeah, hopefully, I know we got some moms listen. Can you guys give us some advice?
Yeah, yes,
what
please.
You've done, that'll be grateful.
Yeah, that would really help.
Mm.
But yeah, it was my moment of the week where I was like, damn, my baby's growing up.
Mm.
I can't believe it. I can't believe she's asking me this.
Because you've really heard stories from my friends where they were like, the beanstalk comes and all that stuff. They drop the bean and then the baby just grows from there.
And you know, I thought I had gotten away with it. I really thought, I've said enough to satisfy her curiosity. Because I've been riding with it for like 3 years now. Mm. Like, yeah, you know, when men and women love each other, they get a baby. Mm.
She was like, what do you mean get? Like from the post office? Like,
yeah, so she didn't ask any of that. Mm. She was just like, oh, okay, yeah. And yeah, so I came out of your belly. She didn't even ask how she came out. I was like, oh, this is easy as hell.
You need to watch One Born Every Minute then. She wouldn't really want to know then. Come on, let's go.
I actually think she'll be traumatized. Yeah. Kaya is very, very, very sensitive. Mm. She did something quite bad that day.
What'd she do?
On YouTube, there is like an area of YouTube where there's a lot of covers. So kids doing covers of songs and stuff. And there's this one song called Heaven, and it's basically a tribute to, sorry, this is a trigger warning, to the kids that died in Sandy Hook. Mm. Yeah. So it's a little girl singing about it. So Kaya asked about that, and me thinking, yeah, let me just be straight up with her. I was like, yeah, like this is what happened. It was awful. And, you know, this is what they did to improve security and this, that, and the other.
Oh,
so, yeah, from then she was like, I'm never going to America. So, yeah, she said, absolutely not. And then I was like, oh, I don't want you to be scared of it like that.
To be fair, Jazz, I had that fear too. When I heard those kind of...
Yeah, I know. So I got it completely.
Mm.
So this was about a year or two ago. So one day I'm sleeping and she comes into my room and she's like, oh, Mom, I can't sleep. I'm scared. And I'm like, what are you scared of? And she was like crying at this point. And then... she was like, I just watched the video.
Oh, no, not Sandy Hook. Oh, shit.
And then I'm like, why? I'm like, how has this happened? Like, what's going on here?
Because she probably thought.
Yeah, curiosity.
She can't even fathom that.
You know when they say, yeah, you know when they say curiosity killed the cat? She was thinking, no, my mom's chatting shit. This didn't happen. Yeah, so I was like, and this is why they say monitor your kids, what your kids are watching on YouTube. So,
I didn't even know that.
This was a mess up because, you know, the Switch, she downloaded YouTube on it. So, I was like, let me see your YouTube. I was like, how did you find it? She was like, oh, it just came up. I said, those kind of things don't just spring out of nowhere. Like, so, you know, YouTube shows the history. Tell me why this girl was trying to lie. She was like, oh, it was, she said some random name. It was that one. And she put it to one that was like third from the bottom. I was like, it literally shows me what you And what she searched was people die in school.
No!
Yeah, she literally typed in people die in school. And it brought up, yeah, another incident. And I'm like, for fuck's sake. So I had to delete YouTube off of it. I said, you're never watching YouTube on here again. I said, you're only going to be watching YouTube Kids. And that's it. I know. So literally since then, yeah, she's been crying, saying, I never want to go to America. Promise me we're never going to go to America. I'm like, fuck's sake, bitch, I want to go see family.
She'll be shaking like a damn leaf.
Yeah,
like
she playing, literally...
Her worries are valid.
Yeah, I know, I get it. But now she's scared that people are going to break into her house. Oh. So she's like, Mom, I need you to sleep with the door open, with the light on, with this, with that. When she's going to bed, she wants me to go to bed as well so she doesn't feel alone. And I'm like... I don't know what to do.
Why the hell is the Sandy Hook thing still on YouTube?
I know.
That's so graphic.
I know. But you know, it's a news, it's like a news segment about it.
Oh,
yeah.
God. So I'm like, that story is even so horrific.
Yeah,
Jesus
it is.
Christ.
It is so, so, so horrific. So it's like, I completely understand. Obviously, she's of the same age as Sandy Hook as well. So I'm like, I get it, but it's like, oh gosh.
No, because I remember when I was, what was it when that happened when I was a youngin? I think it was the London train bombings, 2005, I think it was.
Yeah, or
do you remember that?
Yeah,
2005. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That, I remember being, my mum was late to pick me up, me and my brother, so we had to stay at my brother's friend's house. I remember hearing it on the news.
Yeah.
I was like, those things don't really happen. It's like a movie thing. Yeah. I was so confused.
Yeah. I remember I was at school and they sent us home. They said, you lot need to go home. And if you can, don't take public transport. That's what they told us.
Jesus Christ.
I know. Yeah. So I was literally walking home.
Those things are too much for kids to deal with, man.
Yeah, because they just don't understand that some people, because she was asking me, like, why would he do that? Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know, like, he just did it. And I think that's even worse.
Yeah, because you can't even
fight them. You can't even tell them, oh, he did it because of this. Because in their mind, they're just thinking, so anyone can just decide. Yeah.
Today
I'm going to do this. So it's like, I tried to comfort her. I was like, look, you know, in this country, guns are not allowed. And I was like, you know, your school has big gates and this, that and the other. Like, it's very secure. You know that anyone just can't walk in off the street. You know, your teachers are always at the gates, making sure everyone's who they say they are. Like, you're safe, you're safe. But yeah, now she's completely against going to America.
Bless her.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, I'm hoping she'll get through it. She will get through it. But yeah, just definitely, I messed up because I was sleeping while I should have been watching what she was watching. But
yeah, but how are you supposed to watch what she does every single day of every single moment? And she's getting older, so of course she's going to learn how to download curious things. Yeah. Do you know, it's not your fault. Don't blame yourself. Yeah, don't blame yourself.
Yeah.
She would have found out one way or another. She would probably would have asked like another kid, and they'd be like, "Yeah, I know. Yeah. Bitch, I know. Let me educate you."
Yeah. No, it's true. It's so true. But yeah, man. Yeah. So it's tough. It's tough. It's tough. It's tough being a mom. Shall we get into
Yeah, Black Excellence. Yes, my friend Shamara has a handmade satin bonnet and scrunchie business.
Oh, bless
her. It's on
Estee.
You know I'm stupid. So it's called Clarice Creative Studios. You can follow it on YouTube. You can follow it on Instagram. And I've received my package and it's beautiful. So yeah, if you want to treat yourself, definitely go there. Because my friend Shamara, she's one of those people where it's like, they're like multi-talented.
Yeah.
She can like bake. She can sing.
Can she?
She can dance. Aww. Like, she can do a lot of things. Like, yeah. And I love the fact that she's one of those people where it's just like, I want to do this, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Like, I remember she said in the group chat the other day, she was like, this is something I thought about last week. I'm doing it now. I was like, that's sick. And it's not like she just She's not that she does it half-heartedly, like, and it's not even like she's doing it half-heartedly because I'm her friend, but it's like the packaging is like, it's really nice. It's all prepared really nice as a card, all that kind of stuff. Like, yeah, she's really about it. I love stuff like that.
Oh, good for her. Shout out Shamara.
Yeah.
Mine is going to be the very handsome and sexy Daniel Kaluuya. It was his 32nd birthday this week.
Alrighty.
A very, very beautiful man. I love your aura. I love your sauce. He's got sauce like Daniel. Not many men have sauce like Daniel.
Many men.
Just a beautiful, beautiful guy.
I'm really trying to think.
You won't think of many, if any.
Oh, interesting.
So shout outs to him for giving us our daily dose of sexiness.
We still need a rom-com. I mean, the people have educated me and said that he actually has been in a rom-com. But I said we need one that's Hollywood. We need it so everybody can see. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't need the indie show.
Yeah.
I mean, true. I'm sure that film he was in was perfect and amazing, but I want a proper cheesy proper one. You know, like those Valentine's Day film, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
That film, like that. What's that film with Regina George? Is her name Regina King or Regina Hall?
One of them.
No, I don't want to get it wrong. She recently came out saying that she only got 40K from one of her acting gigs.
What?
I said, there's no way.
Not a Hollywood movie.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm. Regina Hall. Regina George is even from Mean Girls, Vic. You actual stupid person. Regina Hall. There was a film that she was in with Kevin Little. Oh my God, I'm going to hell. Kevin Hart, sorry. Oh my God, that was awful. Sorry, guys. Oh God, I'm sorry. Think Like a Man and About Last Night. Both great movies.
Ah.
you know, it's really bad.
He came out so naturally as well.
It's really bad. I feel like I could interview him and say that. It's not good at all.
Yeah, Vic, like, I genuinely believe that was his name. You said it with so much vim and confidence. Oh, I'm really crying today. Oh, bloody hell. Oh, that's me, buddy.
But yeah, guys, thanks so much. Jesus. Yeah, thanks so much for listening, guys. We really, really, truly appreciate it.
Yeah. Catch us at Black Girls Living on Twitter and Instagram. My account is jazz_BW on Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm on Vic Sanusi on Instagram, Victoria Sanusi on Twitter. And you can give us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. And you can tweet along with the show using the hashtag Black Girls Living.
And if you haven't already, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. And you can watch our Say It or Shot It video. It's been live for a couple of weeks now. Mm. And yeah, we have some other videos for you as well.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. Stay blessed.
Yep. Bye. Bye.